That show is great.
Well, that show, please go away.
For some reason, it didn't tape this week on my DVR. I don't know.
You've got a season pass on that?
Oh, yeah, I season passed it, but some reason it didn't tape.
The Benefactor got canceled after 6 weeks. This can't go past the Benefactor's run, can it?
Oh, yeah, it can.
Yeah, because Cuba's not involved in it. So, yeah, I'm thinking it goes.
Dude. So I found this interview with Matt Nordgren, who's on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this was in the Examiner. I'm not sure what that is. But
didn't
anyway,
he go pro?
They asked him.
He had a shoulder injury, George. He did turn pro, but he had a shoulder injury. That's what he said.
They asked him, how did you get involved with Most Eligible Dallas? Did Andy Cohen, I guess that's the producer, personally hunt you down? Nordgren. Andy Cohen personally goes out and hunts the cast down. No, I've been approached lots of times before about doing reality shows.
Lots of times.
So over the years, I've developed relationships with casting producers. But when I got connected to Most Eligible Dallas, I knew it was the right fit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this was the right fit for him. He weighed all the offers.
Survivor, sure. Benefactor, yeah. No.
Do you wish you could redo any moments from this season? Matt. No, I'm happy. The show is 100% real, and anytime you put your life on camera over a 5 or 6 month period, there are ups and downs. That's part of life. Nobody's perfect. It says so in the Bible.
Yes, yes.
Yeah! They say, you were about to start your NFL career when an injury sidelined you.
Oh, really?
Intense. How did you bounce back from that?
Time out. Before you go any further.
Yeah.
He didn't start at the collegiate level.
He didn't barely play.
I think he had mop-up duty for Vince Young. Okay, now back to you.
Matt answers, I always had an injury in my throwing arm, so when I got signed by Philly, I knew going in I'd have to fight it. I was mentally prepared going into the process, so that helped. When I got done with football, and anytime you talk to a guy who's played football, they'll tell you it's not about football. It's not the football you miss, like practices and the games. You miss the guys, the camaraderie. They ask him, on the show, you mentioned that your parents are a huge force in your life. What's the best lesson you've learned from them? Matt. They're like angels. I've learned a lot. I'd say the most important thing is family first. It's a selfish world we live in, but there's never been a time in my life my father and mother put anything but family first. All right, Matt Nordgren, who is George's man crush.
Not mine. You're the one who talks about it.
Hey, you're the one who claims that you have an inside source in Uptown that says Matt Nordgren is kind of interesting, kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, they love him in Uptown. He is a celebrated hero there.
Jeez.
Because he's parlayed their usual Friday and Saturday nights into a television gig.
I have to admit, I'm kind of obsessed with that whole, just the idea of the program. I don't regularly watch it, but now that I got my TV fixed, I'm going to put it on the season pass and watch it, because it just, anybody who's like that is just a giggle.
Hey, would you buy the last one?
I bought, you mean now?
Yeah. Because I haven't seen that one, and apparently there's more Jody Dean stuff that we haven't seen.
I'm not going to buy I bought one before. I was an idiot who spent $1.99 on an episode of Dallas Most Eligible. Okay, so this interview that Matt Nordgren gave to some Los Angeles paper, I read some of this earlier in the show. They asked him, how did you get involved with Most Eligible Dallas? Did Andy Cohen personally hunt you down? I guess he's the producer. And Matt says, no, I've been approached lots of times before about doing reality shows. So over the years, I've developed relationships with casting producers. But when I got connected to Most Eligible Dallas, I knew it was the right fit.
Jeez.
When they asked him if he would redo any moments from this season, he said, no, I'm happy. The show is 100% real, and anytime you put your life on camera over a 5-6 month period, there are ups and downs. That's part of life. Nobody's perfect. It says so in the Bible.
That's so ridiculous. And first of all,
you think he has a lot of Bible knowledge?
First of all,
he just scanned it to see if there was anything about him in it, and that was it.
It's not 100% real, the show. It's not.
No, it's trumped up.
We've been told that these people who are the main characters don't know each other, but they act like they've known each other all their lives. You know, half of the scenes, if not most of the scenes, are staged. It's not real.
They asked him, if you're on a blind date, what's your strategy for turning it around? Disclaimer, it seems 0% possible for you to have a bad date.
Oh my, who did this interview?
I don't know. Matt. You're right. It's tough for me to have a bad date. That's only because I really like conversation.
Oh, God.
Come on, scroll.
Then they asked him, Matt, the must-know question. That didn't make sense to me. The must-know question. Must-know question. Would you ever consider being on The Bachelor? Say yes.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, you know what? I bet he's got a good shot at that.
Matt says, I definitely would. There have been times before when I was going to do that show. What?
But he turned him down.
There have been times before when I was going to do that show. I'd have to be sure I'm ready to get married, though. For the first time in my life, I think I'm there.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm there.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, get to his playing stuff.
All right. They asked him, and this is in the Los Angeles Examiner?
Who did this interview? Carlton Maxwell?
I don't know. The great Gil Brandt.
No, it wasn't Gil Brandt. Meredith McKenna from the Hollywood Pop Culture Examiner. She sounds kind of fangirl, doesn't she?
Whore.
She says, Matt, you were about to start your NFL career when an injury sidelined you. Intense! How did you bounce back from that?
I always had an injury in my throwing arm. So when I got signed by Philly, I knew going in, I'd have to fight it. I was mentally prepared going into the process, so that helped. But when I got done with football, and anytime you talk to a guy who's played football...
Did he play a lot of football in the pros?
In high school.
In the in pros?
In high school.
In the pros?
In high school.
He didn't play any in the pros.
Anytime you talk to a guy who's played football, they'll tell you it's not about football. It's not the football you miss, like practices and the games.
Especially if you don't play. You don't miss playing the games.
You don't miss those things. You miss the guys. The camaraderie. I felt fortunate that coming out of it, I developed friendships that I still have. So I never lost that camaraderie feel.
8 of 14 for 60 yards and 79 yards rushing.
That was his college
That's
career.
That's the extent of his college career.
College career, not pro career.
Right. He did have a tryout with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Matt, on the show, you mentioned that your parents are a huge force in your life. What's the best lesson you've learned from them?
Thanks, McKenna. They're like angels with butt wings.
He didn't say that.
Oh.
They're like angels. I've learned a lot. I'd say the most important thing is family first. It's a selfish world we live in, but there's never been a time in my life I've seen my father or mother put anything but family first. When I look at my parents... There's so much respect, love, and honesty, and all those adjectives that go with it. But family comes way in and jump out the window. But family comes first.
In other words, his parents always put him first, so.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah, they're pretty kick-ass. They knew who was number one. And everyone we hear from who knows this guy behind the scenes says that, yeah, he's kind of just like that. He's kind of a douche. He's a douchenstein, but he's got that square jaw and loves his life.
He's got a sweet job.
What's a sweet job?
Nobody really knows.
He's rolling, though. Family business, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
And, we're out of time already, aren't we? Dang! All right. But boy, do I have stuff for you tomorrow.
All right.
Boy, this is the program you need to tune into every day.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gordo. That's The Corner. It's 9:33 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. The Ranger Report is next with Evan, and we ask the question, Josh Hamilton's home run last night, 349 feet or 391?
Thanks, McKenna.
Hello, this is Dan.